Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our number 2, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on watch us on live stream. As several people have pointed out, Ohio State TCU's at Jerry World. That's on me. I actually read it. You know, actually, it's on USA Today because I was reading a story today about some early season matchups and made a big point about how difficult it would be for TCU to go to Ohio State and win. And I'm thinking, man, I didn't think that was there, and I should have looked it up. So that's on me. That's an error. But thank you for fixing it, Blitzers. That's what you guys do. Missed the first hour. A lot of football. Talked a lot of college football. Talked a little NFL. Talked a little drinking. Fun stuff. If you missed it, all on podcastarena.com. Plenty more where that came from. So, by the way, can we get dust in the wind for John McCain?
Yeah.
That's
like the day after he stops cancer treatments.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings about John McCain, and none that I really want to get into here, but I think John McCain was a war hero, and John McCain and I disagreed on a ton of things politically, like things that I didn't think much of him for, but anybody who does what he did and has to go through what he did for our country, then God bless him.
Well, the one thing there's never any politician where I'm going to say we agree on everything. That guy doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But I also found myself agreeing with a lot of things of his, and I also thought he was a real statesman, which we're lacking and have been for a long time. And so I appreciate the fact that he was a politician who was a statesman and who would work with other people, whether he agreed with them or not. And
what I will say is, and I don't know if this was when he was sick, like once he found out he was sick or he was just fed up with Trump, like at the end he started to like say, you know what, this isn't right. This isn't what the Republican Party's about, which I respect that, but. That was a tough one for me because one of the things that he always did that frustrated me politically was he was very pro-war.
Yeah.
And you would think a dude that was locked in a damn tiger cage would be like, hey man, maybe we should, during a war that like we had no business being in, you'd think that he'd be like, man, maybe we should stay out of wars that really aren't our business. But he was like, no, go for it. War, war, war. And, yeah, that was always an odd thing to me, but I don't know. It was weird for me because I didn't know how I felt about it at the time. I guess he's one of those guys who I respect him, didn't really like him, but he's dead. He's good. He was a brave man.
I was pretty sad to hear it. I just think we're losing. We're losing that role of statesman in this country, and so I hate to see one of them go. And that's whatever your affiliation is. I just appreciate guys who at least work with people,
right,
and do it respectfully. But that's long gone. Man, did you see Marquise Lee's injury? I don't know if I've seen an update today, but
yeah, it didn't look very good.
That's
He went undrafted in my fantasy league.
Yeah, I think you can safely project him as dead for the year.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it's a season-ending injury.
Man.
Blake Bortles did not look good either.
No.
You don't want to see your starting quarterback look really bad in a preseason game.
Well, you don't want to see him look really bad, and then you don't want to see his best weapon gone for the year, his best wide receiving. I mean, really, the reason why they were able to let Allen Robinson walk, was, and Allen Hurns for that matter, well, because it looked like Marquise Lee was finally becoming like a legit, you know, solid receiver. I don't know if I was to say like a solid number one, but it probably felt pretty decent about him.
Now, I think he was gonna have a really big year.
He was too. And now you're looking at suddenly his best weapons are Keelan Cole and DeeDee Westbrook and DJ Chark. All right.
Do you make the call to Dez Bryant?
I would.
Because I think that team is, not that I'm convinced Dez can play anymore,
right,
but isn't he a little better than that group?
Well, I mean, let's just say if Dez comes back, everybody would say, oh, Dez to Cleveland makes so much sense. Dez isn't going to get snaps over Jarvis Landry, who they just gave a ton of money to. He wouldn't get snaps over Josh Gordon unless Josh Gordon
isn't on the field, which,
unless he blows it again, which is entirely possible.
They have said that Gordon's not going to start week one, but that's only 1 week.
So. 1 week. In Jacksonville, Dez Bryant is better than every receiver on their roster now. I mean, if you take Marquise Lee and say he's out for the season, like there's no question that Dez Bryant shows up, and even at this diminished version of Dez that I would expect to see, I don't think we're going back to like 4 years ago Dez Bryant where he's like a top flight wide receiver.
No, I think he's probably an 800 yard guy. Probably
that's better than anything they've got in Jacksonville right now. And for a team like Jacksonville, who I think we can all agree they're a serious contender. I don't think it would be out of line to go after a dude like that and pay him some dough.
I'm with you. The only thing that worries me is Dez starts screaming at Blake Bortles, who obviously is not exactly the mentally stable quarterback out there. And the strength of that team is going to be running the football and playing defense, but you still have to have some playmakers on the outside. But that's a bad loss for them. I still like the Jaguars, but my concern with them is I think everybody's concern is going to be quarterback, and you know he was good enough last year, but can he be consistent enough over time? Nestor says yes. Please put Dez in the same locker room as Jalen. Sincerely, Texan fan. I think they'd be okay. Of course, they've also got, besides Jalen, who can't keep his mouth shut, but is a great player, Dante Fowler is not exactly they may have some locker room problems there.
Yeah. Well, honestly, what team doesn't at this point? I mean, everybody's got some guys who are pain in the ass.
Yeah, you just don't want too many.
I agree.
You can live with one guy that you can keep under control, maybe two. You start getting three or four, then that can be a problem.
Right.
Bortle says Dante Moncrief. Mm. I don't think Dante Moncrief is...
I wonder where Dante Moncrief sits on their depth chart.
He's probably starter now.
They have... This is from OurLads.com. They've got their wide receivers listed. Marquise Lee is still here, so we'll count him gone.
Dead.
Keelan Cole, DJ Chark, DeeDee Westbrook, Rashad Green, then Dante Moncrief. I don't think Dante Moncrief's...
Yeah.
I don't think he's anything.
He's... I guess the comparison I would make is he's probably Sammy Coates.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, who I think is probably making this roster, but if he's out there starting, then you've had some injuries. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You know what might be funny? Cody Kessler winds up starting with the Jaguars when Bortles melts down and they win a bunch of games.
Wouldn't shock me.
So
I think highly of that dude. I mean, I think he's
well. Plus, I mean, they've got a terrific offensive line that only got better. Mm-hmm. You've got Fournette. You've got Yeldon behind him. Corey Grant, I like, is a change of pace back. So they've got plenty of running backs to get the ball to. That makes life easier. That's what made Bortles so good last year.
I always thought it was crazy that Cody Kessler never got a real fair shot in Cleveland. Like, the guys that they were throwing out there and giving opportunities to, I was like, what is Cody Kessler? Because every time Cody Kessler went out there, it looked like he was the only one who knew what he was doing. But they refused to give that guy, like, the reins. And then, they everybody got hurt, and they had to let him start for 2 weeks. And it was, like, some of the best football they played. And then they were like, oh, this bum's back. You got to go. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's I don't get it, but I think he's got a chance to be a pretty good backup in the league. So we'll see. Hey, tonight at 7, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis. He'll be in here talking soccer. And also let you guys know, Thursday we'll be at the Hyatt.
Yes.
And Friday we'll be at Carbach.
Man, what a week.
Yeah, so we'll be having lots of road trips out, I think, now as football started. But definitely those two. And I know we've got a bunch more poker trips coming up, too.
And we also got a craft beer fest coming up September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Saturday, September 15th. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries want you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers you can get your hands on here in Texas. Buy advance tickets now, only $44.95 a person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. There'll be $49.95 day of the event, so it always pays to get in early. Admission includes beer samples, giveaways from vendors, food samples. There's going to be live music going on all day long. You purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. The beer list, Eighth Wonder is going to be there. Community is going to be there. Galveston Island is going to be there. Independence is going to be there. Carbach, Revolver, Spindle Tap, St. Arnold, Texas Beer Refinery, a ton of great Texas beers, as well as some national brands. It's going to be a great time. You must be 21 years of age to enter, and you must present a valid ID at the time of purchase. That's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Purchase tickets at KemaBeerFest.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. 94.1.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. We're squeezing some calls. Joseph asked your opinions on the Patriots wide receivers. As a Pats fan, I'm a bit worried, but then again, we have Brady. And I think Dorsett will have a big year. Thoughts? I like Patterson. Those, if you're looking for a late-round fantasy or mid-round fantasy sleeper, I like Patterson a lot. They have a big year for them. But
I don't know what I think of the Patriots wide receivers. I know I like Gronk.
Yeah. Hogan's kind of Edelman when he's in there is a really good weapon for Brady.
I think
Brady.
Hogan will be really good until Edelman gets back.
Yeah, switch out your white guys.
I'm not sure.
Do not draft Eric Decker right now.
Do not. Eric Decker retired during my fantasy draft.
My buddy drafted him, and then a round later he retired.
Yeah, bad call.
Yeah, what do you do? Says Chase's tweet about Cecil Shorts.
No.
Going to 6'10". So can he buck the trend of curmudgeons?
Cecil Shorts, the former wide receiver?
Yeah.
Is going to be working at 6'10"?
That's what he says.
Please be in our time slot. Is that
I'm
what
sure
it is?
Maybe that's who's replacing Ted.
God, that'd be so great. keep it rolling.
Yeah, just keep working in these marginal former players.
Yeah, he played football, so he's got to be great on the radio. That's worked out.
Yeah. 713.
Not to say that I used to work with and by the way, when they first said that I was going to work with Rod Babers, I was like, oh, great. This guy, he's a football player. He has no idea what he's doing for radio purposes.
He turned out to be okay.
Then you get to, there's guys like Seth.
Seth is good. Yeah.
He's good at radio, but it's not. It's not as simple as just, I know the game, so I must be good at it. All right.
Yeah. Good luck. See who's out of a job. No shock. Jamel Hill.
Yeah. That's weird.
It's not like she was she quit that show before she was going to be fired from it. And apparently she's only written like two stories for that other website of theirs since they
She's had carte blanche around there for a long time.
Yeah. I think my favorite part though is that ESPN saying that it wants to be less political. It's like, okay, you've created this format where people are supposed to have hardcore opinions and usually not well thought out opinions, but just hot takes. And so something happens socially, you're not allowed to do that.
Right.
Good luck with that, ESPN. But I never thought you I've
never been a fan.
No, I haven't either.
Never.
I think,
but, you know, I mean,
kind of cute.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I like her.
Good you. Anyway,
but no, I never was a, I just don't think she was all that interesting. I never got to see that 6 o'clock show because we were on, but I wouldn't have wanted to because I've heard their, I heard their podcast and it was not for me.
Right.
But, you know, she got into it with the president, so somebody go hire her. You know, she wants to keep doing political stuff. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I think Simon says his rule of thumb is not to draft any Pat Saints or Packers wide receivers. Too many unknowns, and those quarterbacks spread the ball around a ton.
I think Davante Adams is going to see a lot of targets.
Yeah, and I think when Edelman gets back, he's especially in a PPR league, he's gold.
Yeah.
But I've always had pretty good luck with Saints receivers. I had Brandon Cooks for a few years when he was there.
Yeah, if you pick the right one on during the right year, then you're okay. But it is kind of a crapshoot. I mean, Michael Thomas is clearly the best guy they've got.
Yeah.
And a lot of those other guys have kind of gone by the waist. I don't think Ted Ginn is...
He's one of those guys that, like, once... About three times a season, he's going to have a couple of big touchdowns and have a nice scoring game, and then the rest of the time he's going to be 3 or 4 points, if that. I know it's only Monday and the first commute home of the week, but what are the odds we can get over 75% of the people driving on the freeway in Houston to get off their phones and pay the bleep attention to what they're doing?
No.
It's never going to happen. We have the worst drivers in the world. I forgot today was the first day of school, and I had to come down here for meetings this morning, and of course the traffic was awful. But, man, even at 9 in the morning, you got people where there's tons of traffic backed up, trying to go 80 miles an hour and weave through everybody. You're just asking to get in an accident. Is it too much to just pay attention and
yes.
try to be courteous?
Of course it is. Even for me.
Oh, well. Trevor says Michelle Beadle's also leaving her show after making anti-football comments. Yeah, we talked about that Friday. It was pretty obvious that those were forced. Yeah, those were obviously forced since she was going to do an NBA show. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, I never really watch either of those, so I can't really give you a fair comment. I don't know the last time I watched any ESPN programming except for games.
That's all I watch. Every once in a while I'll watch a 30 for 30.
Yeah, a 30 for 30 or... but that's about it. Like I will watch MLB Network for baseball sometimes. I watch NFL Network for football sometimes, although not Good Morning Football because it's the worst show ever created. And I watch a lot of NHL Network and stuff like that. I do watch some of the college football shows on ESPN because that's kind of my best place to get college football.
I think I do too.
But that's about it.
Like the pregame shows?
No, so more like the weekly shows where they're on there talking about college football. So, Kimmy Ann says, I remember listening to you guys back when Dave was there and he loved Jamel Hill's large head.
Dave loved anybody who had a big head.
Yeah, that was a Dave thing.
His wife has a big head. My wife has a big head now that I mention it. I think Dave loves my wife.
Interesting.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. But you know what? Talking about traffic, I have some good news for the people of Houston. I don't know that I agree with it, but I have some good news.
Okay.
According to our friends at Culture Map today, the longest commute time in Texas, no longer Houston.
That's great news, right?
Yeah. The average commute for Houstonians, 27.3 minutes. Boy, that seems light to me.
Yeah.
Just based on the people who are listening to the show that we hear from. 27.3 minutes per commuter. The shortest among the major cities, San Antonio, 24.7. Austin, 24.8. And Dallas, 26.7. Number one on the list. So Houston's still, you know, longer than Dallas.
Yeah.
Austin, San Antonio. Number one with an average time of 27.9 minutes, Fort Worth.
Really?
Yeah. Fort Worth takes longer to get home.
That's because they've got like cows and horses on the streets.
Yeah, yeah. There. You got a you've got a cattle drive going on, or a cattle train going by. I actually like Fort Worth a lot. That's one of my one of my favorite underrated
cities. Town.
Oh yeah. The best if you want to move to a city where you don't have to take long, Lubbock, 16.3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would not want to live in Lubbock ever.
Yeah, you're still in Lubbock.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Exactly. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to. Just mentioned the Texans did sign Kayvon Webster after he visited Sunday. I think that's a good pickup for them. That's a guy who can give you some depth at corner where I think they're pretty
weak. Anybody you can pick up at that spot is decent because – I mean, I don't know what Kayvon Webster's got left, but...
Well, he's coming off an Achilles, so yeah. Obviously I think he's healthy enough. But he was, when he played in Denver, he was behind arguably the two best cornerbacks in the league.
Yeah.
And he played 11 games for the Rams last year on a pretty good defense, so...
But that's a problem area for the Texans still. And I know everybody's like, well, the secondary's way better than it was last year. Well, the safeties are better than they were last year.
I think the safeties are better, but Jonathan Joseph's a year older. Kevin Johnson is still broken. And
there's a lot of concerns.
I think Colvin's an upgrade a little bit, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you're going to wind
actually
up.
Actually, we saw, Kareem Jackson, he was playing a little bit of corner and maybe not the worst thing. And I've said all along, I think he's more of a slot corner than a safety.
But that's, you can use him in both roles. You can play him at safety on first down and slide him into the slot on second and third. I mean, they've got some versatility there, but yeah, I still think. The problem is if Joseph gets hurt, and said I don't know if Johnson's going to be ready or not, but even if he is, I don't know that I trust him at all. So you get Joseph hurt or Colvin hurt, who's you're going to throw D-Virgin out there? I don't think so. So hopefully this is – and I think they'll pick up another guy too. I don't think this will be it, but I like this signing. It gives him some depth. It's a guy who can play a little bit, who's not going to embarrass himself when he's out there.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Triangle Energy again, and there's I tell you this all the time. It's easy to get suckered into a bad electric contract because the electric companies, they'll throw things out there like, oh, we're going to give you free days or free weekends or a cash bonus, and that sounds really good up front. And then you get your bill a couple months later, and you're like, wait a minute, this isn't the rate that I signed up for. What happened here? That never happens at Triangle Energy. They never throw extra additional fees on your bill. The rate you see is the rate you pay. They want it to be simple because they're just trying to make it easy for you. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks, no tricks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. See what they can do for your rate or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll save yourself a few more bucks. 877-93-EAGLE. TriangleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. It's PUCT license number 10064. I wanna love you.
The most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download. Wait, I think I messed that up. The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-3776. If you wish to get in, be happy to take some calls. Man, I'm trying to find this. Did you see that NCAA record books has UCF listed as champion based on the Kali Matrix?
No.
Like in their official deal, they have Alabama with all the other ones, and it says UCF, Kali.
Oh, jeez.
Congratulations. Guess who else gets a title? Utah from 2008. Ugh. Same kind of thing.
We got to stop this behavior.
Well, go to an 18 playoff, and then you can this will happen.
Oh, God.
Just.
Yeah, we need the best non-Power 5 team in every year because there's always one that's so deserving to be crowned champion.
I think you just kind of do what you do with what you used to have with the BCS. You got to be in the top 15 or you don't get in.
How about you got to be in the top 8?
Well, I think top 15 is more than fair because if you're good enough to do that, you get so many poll biases against those teams. I think that's fair.
There should be poll bias against those teams.
I disagree.
You think they should be treated the same way?
No, like no, but I also think there's people like you that will automatically rank them 7 spots below where they should be.
Play a schedule.
They try to. That's a great catch 22. It's like, "Oh, go out and play somebody." Well, a lot of these teams try to. And
well, and you know what? The year that UH played a legit schedule, like did they play OU and who else that year?
Louisville.
Yeah, if they would have gone undefeated, by all means.
They wouldn't have made it though that year because it where they would have finished, they wouldn't have gotten in.
Yeah, maybe not.
Because and we've talked about this for a team like that, like for UCF to get in, they had to have some better wins than what they had, and you had to have a couple of 2-loss teams.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen against a 1-loss SEC school or Pac-12 school or Big Ten school, and it probably shouldn't. But if you've got a couple of 2-loss programs there and you've got some quality wins, I'm not saying that you should be giving UCF a title line for Kali Matrix, though, by any stretch. I'm just yanking your chain a little bit because how much that bothers you. I had a really good story that a friend of mine texted me earlier today. And it's probably the weirdest poker hand I've ever seen, which is saying a lot. This is at a 1-2 game in Arizona, right? Let's say you're sitting on pocket nines.
Don't ask me poker advice. I kicked myself in the face all weekend long.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about yours. Let's talk about
okay,
this guy.
All right.
Pocket nines. Here's your flop. 10 of diamonds, jack of diamonds, 9 of clubs.
Okay, I feel great.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty good. Although straights in play,
straights
there
are scary. But yeah, but you still have a ton. Even if a straight hits, you still got a ton of outs.
Right. And on the turn, your hand gets a little better. 9 of diamonds.
Okay.
You got quads, right? You're happy. 2 other people in the hand, neither one of them going away. The river, 10 of clubs.
Okay.
So your board is 10 of diamonds, jack of diamonds, 9 of clubs, 9 of diamonds, 10 of clubs. 3 people in the hand.
Oh, God. One of them has pocket tens, don't they?
Your pocket nines are the third best hand.
What?
Pocket tens and a straight flush to the king, queen of diamonds.
Oh, wow.
And here's the worst part of this story. There's a bad beat jackpot, right? So the guy turns over the tens, and he thinks he's getting the $8,000 for the bad beat jackpot. And then he finds out he's got the third best hand, so he doesn't even get that. The guy with the tens gets the bad beat.
Man.
And then the guy with the king, queen of diamonds gets the half part of it. So he wound up getting $692. But if he's second best hand, he gets $8,000. And
brutal.
Now, to be fair, he had like $135 in front of him, so he made money with the $660. But I don't think I've ever seen that. I've seen quads over quads. I've seen straight flush over quads. I've never seen quad, straight flush. So
that's insane.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you used to see on Poker Stars all the time when you're playing for free.
Yeah. You're playing on a rigged system.
Exactly. But
so something like that could technically happen.
He took a picture of it. He's going to get it framed. But, yeah, that's just bizarre. And the guy with the 10s.
Sick.
Guy with the tens winds up with the bad beat. He has to river it.
Yeah.
Because he's already, at that point, he's third. Thinking, hey, he's got tens full. That's all right. I'd feel pretty good about my tens full in that situation. Then he gets quads. And he's all excited when he turns him over, and it's like, okay, here's some not so good news. But well, then
as someone who had quads twice in the last in a 30-minute span on Friday, I'm thoroughly unimpressed.
Man, it's so weird how that happens, where you'll go through stretches where,
like, how many times in my life am I going to have those?
Yeah,
and then there's twice in 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was like, there was one time I was in Vegas, I got two Royals in the same 2 days.
Wow.
And I was playing cash, and one of them I didn't get paid off on. One of them I did. Okay, that's 537 for your second one.
That one was better.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I'm just telling, I don't know if I want eight teams in a playoff. I'm just doing that because I know it irritates the snot out of Hoffman. So, and the thing is, now everybody's like, well, what if you do six and you do this? And what if you do... Every one of those plans has been thrown out. I don't know which one works. So far, it's been working. And I don't really... when we get one where it's a total travesty that a team's not in, then I might change my mind.
Yeah, we just haven't had that yet.
No, I mean, I
and but Central Florida doesn't count. Sorry.
Yeah, I with all due respect...
Like, if anything, so far we've had more situations where... Does this fourth team really deserve to play in the same tournament as these other three? So until, like you said, until the fifth place team warrants the same as the top two.
I almost think it's more than that. I think it's got to be a year where you have a bunch of 1 and 2 lost teams, and there's like seven teams you can make a case for, and that hasn't happened yet.
The year it'll happen is when either. The champion of all five Power Five conferences is either undefeated or has one loss.
Yeah.
And
that's really hard for that to happen, though.
It is very hard. But then they're going to have to decide which one of these conferences is technically a Power Five conference, but kind of not really a Power Five conference. Who's bottom bitch? That's what they're going to find out. And it'll probably be the Big 12 or the Pac-12.
Yeah, I would say that if you're tiering things...
That could be the ACC, depending on when it happens.
Right.
It won't be the Big 10. It won't be the SEC.
It also depends on the school. Like, right. If it's TCU running the table versus...
Their bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's TCU versus Florida State or USC, sorry, TCU. If it's Arizona State versus Oklahoma and Clemson, sorry, Arizona State. You know, that's it. If it's Louisville versus Texas and Oregon, Louisville's probably screwed. That's just, yeah. It does matter. The name on the jersey matters. Not that that's necessarily fair, but you'll be able to say, you know what, this is BS. There's some nonsense going on here.
Yeah, but until that happens, and it will at some point, there'll be a total cluster bleep at some point. But so far, it really hasn't happened. And I think the closest thing is when you are arguing between Baylor and TCU over Ohio State, and Ohio State goes on to win the title. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Man, it's good to be talking college football.
Football in general.
Yeah.
And not practice football.
Like. No. I haven't talked to Astros much. They had a nice little week.
They did, and suddenly, you know, there's some new life breathed into that thing, and good for them. The A's still aren't going anywhere. They're still a threat for sure. But because the Astros have played so well over their last, 7-3 in their last 10, they've separated themselves a little bit from the Mariners. They're back to that. Even if they don't win the division, the likelihood of them not making the playoffs now is pretty slim.
Yeah.
This series is still really important. You know, the Astros-A's series is still going to be really important.
Well, that's the thing. You need to take two out of three. If you can somehow sweep them, I think you haven't ended it, but...
You've all but ended it.
Yeah, because the rest of the Astros schedule is pretty manageable.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a series with the Red Sox, but other than that, it's Angels again, Twins,
they could
Tigers.
They could ill afford to lose... to a bad Angels team.
Yeah.
And they didn't. So,
well, you worried about them coming home where they've sucked for quite a while now?
I mean, God, if that's your worry, then you've probably got bigger problems. I still think the bigger question is, what are they going to do? Like, what are they going to do come playoff time? Like, how do they stack up against Boston, New York, Cleveland? Because at the end of the day, that's what you're going to have to get through.
Yeah.
But I do say this. Winning that division, I don't know the exact math on it, but because, A, you'd have to know who you're going to play. But I would say that you have almost twice the chance to win the World Series if you win your division, because you don't have to play a coin flip game.
Right.
That one coin flip game, I mean, it changes everything. Having to play in that game, I think, decreases your chance to win the World Series by 50%, which, more credit to the teams who have done it.
Yeah.
But if you have to play one game for your whole season, you're going to see the other team's best pitcher. They're going to see yours. But it's a coin flip. Even if you're the better team, it's still maybe 55-45, 60-40. But it still decreases your chances to win the whole thing greatly, in my opinion.
And then once you get by that, you're on the same footing as everybody else.
Exactly.
Although even then, your pitching is...
Well, even then, you get Boston in the first round. Congratulations. Yeah. And you just used your best pitcher.
Yeah. I think the problem, to me, was kind of the same thing with the Yankees last year. Yeah, they got the Indians in the first round, but you're going to have to probably beat those guys anyway.
You have to beat everybody. Get there. And the AL's no joke, man.
And honestly, it doesn't really matter what your path is. If you're going through Cleveland and New York or Boston, or you're going through Boston and Cleveland or New York, I mean, either way, that's not going to be easy. And I think,
but it's,
I think
what?
Cleveland may be the snake here, because they're kind of like the Astros last year. They're beating up on a bad division.
Well, it depends on what Corey Kluber's health is like come playoff time. But if he's healthy, they're scary. The bigger issue is this is the other thing. If you don't win the division, if Oakland wins the division, that means your coin flip game is probably against the Yankees.
Right.
And that's, I mean, God, that's even worse, you know?
Yeah.
That makes it way worse.
But, you know, at least you're in. And if you get by that, then you get the Red Sox.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And hey, guys, check out sportsmap.com. There's a story on J.J. Watt telling everyone how the $1.6 million of Harvey donations is being spent. Got some realistic questions for the Texans fans entering the season from Joel Blank. Got a video on Charlie Polillo. Series win against A's massively increases Astros' chances to lock up division, according to him. We have our weekly Astros report, and Cody Stutz's 11 observations from Saturday's Texans-Rams game is still up, and it's all good stuff. So go and check it out, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. And a couple things before I get to the gym of the day. Lamont mentioned this time last year, AJ was out rescuing humans, hashtag Harvey, 1 year later. Am I the only one that... I mean, I don't really feel like I need to be reminded that Harvey was a year ago.
I mean, it's not ideal, but I mean, it also impacted some people way more than it
did
us. But
some people are still being impacted by it, and that's, you know, but it's kind of like, are they going to feel better about hearing that?
The one cool thing I saw on it was the Chronicle put up before and after pictures, and they had this little kind of slide thing. It wasn't a slideshow, but you could slide to see what it looked like pre and post Harvey. And that was a cool article, but a lot of good pictures in there.
Yeah, I guess I don't need to be reminded. Plus, it's one of those things I always hated in my old job was the anniversary story. And it's like, oh, we have to do Harvey 1 year later. It's like, do we really? I mean, there's people who still aren't in their homes yet. I don't know that they need to be reminded of all that crap, but I don't know. That's just me. Mott says, after what the Astros had to do last year, there's no such combination in the playoffs that scares me. That's kind of how I feel about it. I kind of feel...
Yeah, but I mean, you have to... That's you're under the assumption then that the Astros are as good as they were last year, and those other teams are not as good as they were last year.
No, not necessarily.
They aren't better. How about that?
Well, they may be better, but are they better in a 7-game series against this pitching staff? Okay. I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's the thing about the playoffs. And the reality is there's not an easy path for any of these teams. Like, if it's Astros-Indians, I think Indians are going to be just as tough as anybody. And then you'd have to beat either the Yankees or the Red Sox. So either way, you're going to have to beat two out of three really good teams. And the same goes for anybody else throwing the Astros into that mix. So, it's not like, they have to play the Red Sox. They're going to have to beat them at some point. And, you know, I feel as good about, assuming Verlander kind of gets turned around here, I feel as good about their starting pitching as I do anybody's. All right, let's do this Ad Hoc Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Ad Hoc Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I think I found my new hotel that I want to go visit. Scottish craft beer maker BrewDog has opened the door to its Columbus, Ohio hotel.
By the way, their beers are all like ridiculously high ABV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't mind that. They're opening the doors to their Columbus, Ohio hotel, Doghouse, on Monday, which is going to be the world's first crowdsourced beer hotel located inside a working brewery. So it comes with beer taps, and basically when you check in, you go to the bar, and they give you a complimentary drink while you're checking in from a bartender. Also features a 6,000-square-foot interactive beer museum that leads visitors through the brewing process.
I don't care about that. I just want to drink the beer.
And you can also, all the windows in the hotel look over the actual brewery, so you can see them making beer.
Are they one-sided glass?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then the guys downstairs.
I don't need the beer making guys to see me and my wife, or if I'm there by myself, me and myself.
Right. Well, you can close the curtains. It's kind of like Vegas.
Yeah, but it's not the same. I like to do it in Vegas with the windows open, because it feels like, even though you know people can't see in there, it still feels like everybody can watch and it's hot.
I see. Okay. Well.
Oh, come on. You don't like to masturbate publicly? Give me a break.
No.
When I met you, you used to do it all the time.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago. I'm old. I like the privacy of my own shower. When they launched a crowdfunding campaign, and raised $300,000 for this. So backers get first dibs on rooms at the hotel.
$300,000 doesn't seem like it would go a long way in building a hotel.
Well, I guess if you're building a hotel onto an existing property.
How many rooms are there?
Doesn't say.
Does it mention the showers?
32 rooms. 32 okay. rooms.
Does it mention the showers in that article?
Yeah, they have. There'll be beer built-in shower beer fridges.
Ooh,
that's pretty cool.
Not bad. Where's this at?
Columbus, Ohio. So now you have a reason to go to Columbus.
No, not really. I don't know if that's going to be good enough. But yeah, I'd think about that. If I was going to Ohio, I'd say, well, that'd be at least a decent trip.
Yeah. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
And a bunch of other stuff, too. Well, maybe we'll get to in the 6 o'clock hour.
We've got a whole nother hour to go, Fred.
Do you have, in the dumbass report, do you have the Scottish dude who crashed at his parents' house?
I do not.
Only problem was they moved out 2 years before.
Oh, yeah. I saw that story last week. That's great.
Yeah. That's, I'm going to say, okay. 713-780-3776 is your number. A lot of people asking about, you know, lines for college football this week. We'll have some early thoughts tomorrow. I haven't had a chance to go through and do any research yet, but I will. I promise.
We talked about doing a challenge. I thought Lance and I were talking about it, maybe about doing a challenge between our show and their show. Like each picking we pick two games a week. Like I pick a game, you pick a game, they pick a game, and we all go against each other.
Sure, whatever you guys want to do. That'd be
down
fun
for that.
Yeah, I'm always down for that. I'm already competing with Lance on the Sunday show.
Maybe we can do all the shows. We can even do you think Charlie Polillo does?
I bet Polillo would do
point spreads.
Well, I guess we should ask his producer.
Does Charlie Polillo know anything about point spreads? Does he care about that?
He mentions them, yeah.
Okay. Well, he has Phil Steele on all the time, so he'll probably just do what Phil says.
Okay.
Yeah, we should.
And then we can keep track of the standings, post the standings.
Yeah.
And let someone be humiliated. Whoever finishes in last place.
Whoever finishes in last place has to buy, has to bring Big City Wings for everybody at the station.
I think that's a good deal.
How's that?
Done.
Okay. Well, now we just got to get them to participate. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Have Michelle send out that email so that way he actually agrees to it.
Well, Big City Wings is a big sponsor of his. I'm sure he would agree to it.
Well, I'm saying if I said, hey, there's going to be a handicapping contest, I don't think he's going to say yes to me.
So we need to make it seem like work wants us to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. We can probably do that.
I bet Todd would be more than happy to put that together.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd take it coming from Todd.
Yeah.
All right, 2 hours in the books. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And SportsMap 94.1.